Well, you made it. Session number 7 in this marathon of personal transformation. Seriously, I want to congratulate you. You know, I talked about earlier on, so few people ever follow through. And for you to be here on the 7th tape, assuming you didn't jump here first, says to me that you really have made some quality changes in your life, or at least begun the journey. And I want to thank you for letting me have the opportunity to be with you. So let's recap. What have we talked about? We've talked about what's missing. Missing is time with ourselves, time to think, time to connect. And we've talked about creating that hour of power, or the 30 minutes to thrive, or at least 15 minutes of fulfillment. And I hope if you don't start with the hour, you'll move up to it quickly. We've talked about being able to change anything in your life by being honest with yourself and doing that results workshop where you flat take action and change anything, not settling for less than you can be ever again. We've talked about the purpose of relationships and how to really define where you are and how to transform it to the next level and how to make the decisions that might be necessary to have what you really deserve. We've gone through the power of emotion, discovering which emotions are designed to call you to action and how to use even what you used to think of as negative emotions to really serve yourself. Because emotions are the basis of life. We've gone through your physical body and figured out how to increase your energy by understanding alkalizing and energizing your system. And of course, we've talked about money, how to create that lifelong abundance that you really deserve that can free you up. But in the end, the most important thing is, what's the purpose of your life? Why are you here? That's what we want to talk about today. We got to look at what makes you really do what you do. Everything on earth has a purpose, and you do too. That purpose provides an inner drive that once you tap into it, can give your life immense fulfillment. It'll also give you certainty. Because, you know, right now we're in a world that's changing so rapidly that virtually every time you turn around, you hear about something else that's changing. And I personally get to deal with hundreds of thousands of people per year. I see about 250 to 300,000 people a year in my live programs. And I hear so much excitement, and I also hear so much fear about the pace of change. I mean, we've all talked about changes happening so rapidly now and paradigm shifts. All that stuff has become so overused at this point that we've become numb to it. But it's true. Never in the history of the world have things changed so rapidly. So you need to find something that's eternal inside of yourself, that no matter what changes on the surface, this part of you does not change. It's the part you come back to, the part that guides you, the part that really makes you fulfilled. And that's your purpose. Because all of a sudden, when you find out a friend's got cancer, or you turn around and you see that 35,000 people at IBM got laid off, or an entire industry disappeared overnight because a new one was created, it'll give you a way to find some good in virtually anything. Your purpose is available to you at any moment in your life, but you got to know what it is. Before we get into it, let me back up a little bit here. Okay, I have a good friend who's one of the most successful financial people in the country. He works in all these financial markets. He's an incredibly successful businessman. And I know he's working very hard right now on a goal. And I went to visit him recently, and boy, he's working hard, and he's going to achieve that goal. But, you know, when the goal's finally there, then he's going to be happy. And I thought, no. You know, each moment we've got to be able to find some sense of meaning for our lives, something that is significant, something that is useful. And we all know this is not a new conversation, but as your coach and as your friend in these tapes, I'd like to draw your attention to some things that maybe you already know but haven't thought about for a while. Maybe get you to put some of your focus into the most important area of life, which is enhancing meaning. See, all of us in life have to have a reason to be here. If all you're doing out there is going out and trying to achieve goals, and then you achieve them, then I'm sure you've run into that trip-up wire that says, okay, I've achieved the goal, and now what? Right? You achieve the goal, and your brain says, is this all there is? See, the purpose of a goal, as I've shared with you so many times, is not to achieve the goal. The purpose of the goal is what it makes of us as people, who we become. Ultimately, though, we have to have a sense that who we even have become has some kind of meaning. Without that, there's not a reason to live. There's not a reason to get up. There's not a reason to go out there and make it happen. What's really controlling this man's life is fear. When people say they're cynical or they're pessimistic, what they're really screaming out to you is, I'm scared out of my mind. I'm afraid to dream again. I'm afraid to think about what's possible. I'm afraid to really put myself on the line. I'm going to go for something. I'm going to stand for something. I'm going to put myself on the line in a relationship or in my business or my vision to make a difference in the world. Because you know what? Maybe at one time this person did that. Maybe they tried it several times and it didn't work and they got pain and pain and pain. Pretty soon they didn't want the pain, so they stopped dreaming. They stopped envisioning. They stopped coming up with meaning. Instead, they try to keep themselves away from the pain by saying, well, there's no meaning in it all anyway. But unfortunately, that gives you the ultimate pain because it gives you a life without meaning. And no one can live a life that's fulfilled without a sense of meaning. See, we've been put here for a reason. The question is, why? And the answer, I think, is different for every one of us. It's different for me than it is for you, and yet it's the same. Every one of us has been put here. Every one of us is unique and different and special. And I believe our Creator, if I may use the word God, if I may, God has put you here for a reason. The question is, what is it? God does not create things without a purpose. Everything on earth serves a purpose. Why are you here? What are you here to do? What are you here to become, to create, and to give? These are some of the most significant questions that you can answer in your life. And even when you answer them, I'm sure that as your life expands, you'll come up with better answers as you get more experience and you get closer in touch with your own innermost being and maybe closer in touch with your Creator as well.